Culture Radio.
Sometimes, in the midst of radio mediocrity and complacency, God raises up a radio show. Radio show that's so revolutionary and controversial that it demands the attention of the entire world.
Yeah.
This is the new Hollifest Radio.
Hollifest Radio.
We getting it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy, baby.
With Preach That Fire. Sister Shorty Blaze.
You have a cool sounding name.
Hollifest Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hollifest Radio. New York City's official number one.
This is it.
One.
You understand the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Number one.
I'm just letting you know right now.
Probably hip-hop, R&B, Omega Storm.
Hollifest Radio.
Where Pentecost and urban culture merge.
You're listening to the sounds in New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. I'm here with my lovely wife,
Sister Shorty Blaze.
All right, y'all, man. Listen, man, we are broadcasting live from Manhattan, New York City, Washington Heights to the world, man. Giving you nothing but the best in holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton, man. Listen, good show lined up for you guys tonight. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in the chat room. Yeah. What up, Sister Shorty Blaze? You've been in the studio, man, for what, about a month and a half straight? Talk to me.
About, but you keep, like, throwing me to the chat room without me being there.
All right, man. Listen, man, we need you to go promote. Go to your MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, AOL, Skype. Go tweet somebody and tell them to log on to
www.hollifestradio.tv.
Yeah, man. Listen, we got a good show lined up for you guys tonight. Exclusive interview with my man, Fidel. Check this out, y'all. We got a new exclusive track from Fidel, man. It's gonna be real, real, real crazy. The new single, Bonkers, man. Crazy, phenomenal. My man, Fidel, in 2011, man, is gonna be doing it real, real, real big, man. So be on the lookout for him, man. Sister Shorty Blaze, man, Fidel is the guy that sings in the church, man. Remember that track, In the Church?
Where you find me in the church?
Let's get the show started off right now. Let's get into the top 9 countdown of the show, man. But before we do this, let's start this off with a word of prayer, man. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we honor you, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing here tonight, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would take control. Take control, Lord, all that's going to be done. We bless you, we honor you, Lord. We praise you, Father God, Lord, for all that's going to be done tonight, Lord. Let the transmission waves go smoothly. Lord, remind all of the faithful listeners, Lord, remind them that we are on the air, Lord, right now, tonight, Lord, right here. Father God, take control. We ask you all of these things, in the name of Jesus. And the church say,
Amen.
Amen. Let's get this party started right. Here we go.
Come on,
here we go.
Got it on lock.
Your radio is now on lock.
Hollifest Radio. New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip hop and reggaeton. Hollifest Radio. Hollifest Radio.
Blazing,
that straight fire.
Give me a fire.
That street's on fire.
We on fire. You already know what it is.
Countdown.
This is the Hollifest Top 9 Countdown.
You know what time it is, y'all. It's the countdown, baby. Countdown, baby.
Where you choose the fattest joints, and we count them down from 9 to number 1.
4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1.
The Hollifest Top 9 Countdown.
Take the Lord for the new shalom. I wake up
out if it was placed in front of them. And I was one of them. I don't take my life for granted. Some of you this day trying to share my faith.
The new Hollywood Radio.
Falla,
falla.
Vamos allá, porque tú nunca fallas. enseñó a amar.
Porque tú nunca falla,
nunca falla.
Tú eres de verdad. Porque tú nunca falla,
nunca falla.
Gracias te doy porque tú siempre estás ahí para mí y para quien confía en ti.
We understand that when we're not on the air, that our listeners kinda go through withdrawals.
Hi, my name is Jonah.
Hi, Jonah.
And I'm addicted to this station.
So we would like to apologize up front for causing this addictive behavior.
Sorry, dog.
But don't worry. We're working on an iPhone and Android app, so you can take us anywhere and get your fix 24/7.
Oh, that's the stuff.
The new Hollyfest Radio on your iPhone and Android is coming soon.
You hear me?
Only from New York's number one station for holy hip-hop and reggaeton.
Number one.
Hollyfest Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
Number seven.
I'm just in the studio.
All right, y'all, man. Let's take it all the way to the UK with my girl Lola Godhell. The track is called Studio. Studio. Man, this is one of the hottest tracks in holy hip-hop, period. Man, shout out to my man Fidel. He's up in the chat room, y'all, man. Give him a shout out, man. We're going to be interviewing him a little bit later. In the meantime, let's get into the top nine countdown. Coming in at number eight, baby.
In the booth and focus on my writing. Keep studying the word and focus on the spirit. If you diligently seek whatever you ask, you will give it. Receive it. Because through hip hop things you can achieve it. Get with it. You know that time is ticking, so get it. Less and less people act.
Right.
Why they wanna be bad mind? I got a message for the world, baby. I'm going in. So give me a couple minutes, I will give you a ring.
Whoa.
Only eight more edits. Oh yeah, I can't pull you back on it.
my girl, he's suddenly Seda. The Breaks. K-Drama's called I'm a Christian. Man, this is the hardest track in holy hip-hop, period. Forever. You can tell him Holofest said that, baby. Yo, he's son. Bring me that fire.
Driven, spoke to the vision, folks on a mission, proud that we're Christian. I'ma tell them who I serve. Everybody gotta hear the truth in these words. I'ma represent with a Christian. Stand still, I'ma change your direction. Never judge your first impressions. I'ma be quick now to make that correction. Lyrically, don't test me, fam. Understand my passion. Jesus rapping, have my back. You never be backing down. This joint is bumping loud. Every Christian make a sound and drown them haters out.
Yo, Seda! Take him to Queens!
Ain't no dragging me back. Ever since I met the Lord, I go hard on the track. But you don't hear me, cause you say that me's whack. Till you end up on the street with your right teeth looking like a Japanese flag. Giving every verse, every rhyme, so that you can meet him when the nurse hit a line. Go flat when they put you on your back. When you really see the Father, what you know about that? I'm sicker than I'm sure that his way is secure when I'm facing the door. I was from the Trinity, you ain't never heard of me good. See, it's only by his name that I score. Maybe I'm not so important to you, but I remember that I'm important to me. So I ain't paying no mind to no dudes. Bomb to the BB and the stroke of the key. Fly to the sky like I'm high with the birds. Right to the line with the sound of my birds. Too far should we reach the end of my verse? Stripping of the most high is that four-letter word.
Tuning in, we got Buford, South Carolina. life. Be on the lookout for that new album, 2011, Gentle Sabe.
Te montas y me guías y nunca te desvías. No hay nadie como tú. Y no hay nadie como tú. A mí me alumbre con su luz. A mí me gusta como mi vida provoca. Esta pasión solo Jesús me la provoca. Y no hay nadie como tú. Que a mí me alumbre con su luz. A mí me gusta como mi vida provocas. Esta pasión solo Jesús me la provoca.
Es que tú eres veneno, sin ti me desespero.
En momentos de necesidad,
confío en ti y espero.
Hasta tu otra oportunidad,
y ahora yo persevero. Tú sabes cuánto te quiero y por estar contigo mero. Es que tú eres deseo en mi corazón. Primero cualquier cosa eres mi gran inspiración. Le diste una razón a mi vida, me enseñaste la salida. Y hoy más que nunca te dedico esta canción. Es que tú eres deseo en mi corazón. Primero cualquier cosa eres mi gran inspiración. Le diste una razón a mi vida, me enseñaste la salida. Y hoy más que nunca te dedico esta canción.
Y te anhelo, Señor. Y te anhelo, mi Dios. Y te anhelo, Jesús.
She's tuning in, baby, baby.
Este es el león, pa, el poeta de la música urbana, junto a Triple Seven, Luis.
Pues Studios.
Tú sabes. Te anhelo, Jesús. Gracias por todo lo que has hecho.
Pay attention.
Attention, all record labels, managers, and artists. So you think you got skills?
Your skills are amazing, truly amazing.
If so, send your music for possible airplay on Hall of Fest Radio. Send all submissions to info@hallofestradio.tv.
Stop.
For airplay consideration, no using the N-word.
Are you crazy?
No sense of glorification. And most of all, if it's whack, don't even send it. Unless you want to make a donation to the New York Department of Sanitation.
Hear me, dog.
Word. Understand the rules?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Send your submission now to info@hallofestradio.tv.
Do it right now.
Number 4.
Where you go?
I'm a copycat. I'ma do
MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Skype. Go tweet somebody. Tell them to log on to www.hollerfestradio.tv. And let's pack out the chat room, baby. We got DJ Jesus Beats. We got Fidel. We got Mahogany Jones tuning in. Boss Lady Promos. Delaware's in the building. UK's in the building. Shout out to my peoples at over at Love 316 Radio. They simultaneously broadcasting this live stream. Shout out to my man Pastor AD3. Track is called Copycat. How many of you want to be God's copycat? I know I do, baby.
Because you're good, because you're great. Reedy, I be Haley, that's who we be.
Come on! Pentecostal! bendecido por Jesús. Y en tu party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. Y en tu party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. Eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. Y en tu party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve.
Tu pariente es un show, es un show. Carita rima, pero su letra contamina. Es un show,
pero ni cuanta fantasía, que te solo sale más vacía.
Es un show, no sé camarita rima, pero su letra contamina. Es un show,
pero ni cuanta fantasía, y la gente sigue estando vacía. Bueno, Emi, yo no estoy en contra de los que usan luces, cámaras, tarima, los grandes escenarios. Lo que yo estoy en contra es de que ustedes piensen que eso lo es todo. Sus eventos son lindos, a mucha gente, pero si no está Cristo no tiene sentido. Emi el astronauta y yo el hijo de Marisa y Eramo, que no tengo que mencionar mi nombre. Emi, no le diga que soy Ricky Bebe. Bueno, mi gente, lamentablemente el caso, la apariencia de este mundo va a pasar, pero los que esperan en Jesús permanecen para siempre.
This your man Branson, God Chases Entertainment.
What up, man? This your boy D-Mob.
What's good? This your man Gifted the Flamethrower.
What's mobbing, man? This is Seven.
Hey, preach that fire.
That's Sister Shorty Blaze. This your boy Thizzle. You listening to Hollerfest Radio, baby. Banging Christian hip-hop and reggaeton. 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 So check it out.
Hollerfest Radio.
In the club, oh my God.
Wondering, they trying to see where the product.
You two are nothing but trouble.
You're listening to Holy Hip Hop. Dude, I got Storm's favorite married couple
in the building right now.
Jet Fire and Sister Shorty Blaze.
Right here.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Exactly.
On Holofest Radio.
All right, y'all, you listening to the sounds of New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preacher That Fire. I'm here with my lovely wife.
Sister Shorty Blaze, a.k.a. What is my a.k.a.?
Road Rage. Yeah, man. You got to be careful when you're driving next to Sister Shorty Blaze, man, and you trying to cut her off. She done follow you to wherever your stop is and just argue with you, man. So, but
that's not true. That's not entirely true.
Man, you
he was wrong. He was wrong. But we're not going to get into that.
You do not want to know what happened and how she got that name, but let's just say that Christian struggle.
It's Richie Righteous's fault. RichieRighteous.com.
All right. So, listen, we just finished coming back from the top nine countdown of the show, man. Blasting off, man, from nine all the way to one, man. Crazy. Coming in at number one, my man Canton Jones, man, featuring P-Dub and my man Bizzle, as you like to call him, Lamb Bizzle, right?
Yeah.
Confusing his name in the chat room and stuff. So big shout out to my man Canton Jones, man.
The way he puts it in the chat room,
that's just the way everybody knows him.
I don't know. I'm trying to put it in Spanish.
His Twitter name is I Am Bizzle. So everywhere he goes, it's I Am Bizzle, so that way we know it's him. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to my man Canton Jones from the ATL, man. Track coming at number one, man. It's called In the Club, man. Man, forget the controversy surrounding this track, man. That's a hot track right there. Coming in at number one for the third week in a row, man. As usual, man, you want tracks to be part of the Hot or Not. Excuse me, the top nine countdown, I mean. Send us an email, man, and let us know. Listen, play this track. I want to hear that. I want to hear this. We've been getting a lot of emails from my man Evangel. So, on the next top nine countdown, my man Evangel's going to be on the top nine countdown. Who else, man? I don't remember, man. A couple of new artists is coming in. Vengi Gosa, my man Demon.
Vengi Gosa is what's up. I'm sorry.
It's coming back to the top nine countdown. So as usual, send us an email. Info@HollaFestRadio.tv. Yeah, man. So big shout out to everybody that's tuning in up in the chat room, man. Chat room is packed up, man. The numbers is going up. Numbers is going up. This is what we need you to do, y'all. Go to your MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, AOL, Skype. Go tweet somebody. And tell them to log on to www.HollaFestRadio.tv, man. Excited, motivated, I'm amped. Listen, we got a good show lined up for you guys tonight. Interview with my man, gospel rapper Fidel. Tonight, he's actually tuning in. He's up in the chat room, y'all, so y'all can hit him up. Chop it up with him, man. Listen, we got an exclusive single, new single from my man, Fidel. It's called Work It Out. The track is crazy. Bonkers, bananas, man. Whatever word is used to describe hot where you from. Like my man from Kansas City, my man Sauce Remix. They say it's hot sauce out there. They say hot sauce. We say it's hot. They say hot sauce. And them Kentuckians like to eat, right? They say hot sauce. Listen, man. So just really, really, really motivated tonight. And then a little bit later afterwards, man, we got an exclusive 30 minutes nonstop with DJ Transform, man, coming out of Long Island, New York. Listen, good news to share, and I'm going to share it here. The good news is Holofest Radio is now on Holy Culture Radio, or rather holyculture.net. Starting December 12th, next week, it's official. We signed the lease. We signed the deal, the contract. Them crazy Pentecostal Arminians from New York City. Preach That Fire, and who?
Sister Shorty Blaze.
Will now be alongside of the rest of the Holy Culture Radio podcast shows right there. So, man, make room for us, man. And we want to know, man, who's going to be the first to knock on our door and bring us a cake for the new neighbors?
A cake or a flan?
I don't know. I want a cake. How about some carrot cake?
That sounds good to me.
Carrot cake sounds good, right? Make sure it got frosting on it.
frosting.
Yeah, that good carrot cake frosting.
So you know who has to do it, right? Annie.
All right. Anyway, listen. So that's the great news we want to share with you guys, man. We are now on Holy Culture Radio. Next week, man. So big shout out to Trig from Holy Culture and the rest of the Holy Culture family. So you're going to be hearing a lot of promos, a lot of radio promos from Holy Culture. We are also still on TheSouth.com. So we are now on TheSouth.com, Holy Culture. .net, man. So to Jesus be all the glory, the honor, the praise for all that he is doing here on this radio station from He Is Risen Tabernacle, H-I-R-T. R-T, man. So listen, what else we got in store, man? We just finished celebrating, well, 2 weeks ago, our Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was a blast.
Community dinner, and we had a great time.
That, I must say, it was awesome, and it's going to be unforgettable.
Yes, yes. And on top of that, the souls that were touched at that event have continued to come to our church. So we've been excited about that. And so we had a great time. We hope all of you under the sound of our voice also had a great Thanksgiving dinner. Let us know in the chat room, how was your Thanksgiving, man, and what you do. Pretty much, what did we do, Sister Sunny Blaze? You just ate a lot of food, right?
Yeah, we basically spent it within family here.
All right, all right. And you know what's
besides, of course, our church family, which we had that Tuesday in.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome,
you,
I mean.
You know what's crazy about Thanksgiving dinners is I don't think we ate turkey on Thanksgiving.
No, we did the Hispanic thing.
We did the Hispanic, Latino, yeah. Pentecostal.
Pernil.
We ate some pernil, which is pork. Right? I believe
it's pork. It's like the thigh or something.
It's cooked different.
Yeah.
It's not cooked like ham. It's more cooked more like chicken, right?
Yeah.
Just burnt.
Well,
right?
Not really. It has different condimentos, but.
Condimentos.
There you go. Pork shoulder. That's what it is.
You know what she said? Condimentos.
I don't want to say it wrong in English, man.
Wow.
Mess it up.
Listen, man. So, Puerto Ricans, man, we eat pernil for everything, man. Even at funerals. Do you believe that even at funerals, when we go over to the family's house, what's the first thing they serve?
Pernil,
man.
Actually, it's funny because I hadn't seen my brothers and sisters from my dad's side. And they invited me over, and I went after, I don't know, because, of course, we didn't grow up together. But they invited me over, and, of course, they were like, don't worry, we're going to have the pernil ready. So that's, like, a major thing. Whenever you want to, like, celebrate something, as a Hispanic, what do you have? Pernil. Actually, I think it's more like a Dominican and Puerto Rican thing. The rest is not. Like, I don't know what they do.
What do you guys do, man? If you're listening to me and you're not Puerto Rican or Dominican, what is it that you guys do, man? What's your favorite dish, right? Our thing is pernil. And the Dominican favorite dish is what?
Mango,
probably, right?
I don't know, because that's your favorite dish.
Listen. We need to get out of food, and we need to just get into some more biblical, theological basis for what we're doing here tonight. Man, because, you know, this is a Christian radio show, and you know us, man. We start talking about food, and then we done forgot that we were Christian, and we started talking about spices and all that good stuff, man. But listen, we're having a good time.
There's a time for everything the Bible says, right?
Definitely.
And this is one of those times just to chit-chat amongst ourselves.
But guess what I'm expecting? It's the month of December.
What do you want?
One last thing to get off the food. But in December, what do Latinos eat that's famous around this time?
Pateles. Wow, we didn't make them this year. That's not.
You know, I was thinking that we should take a day and just.
Nah, dude, that takes a long process, man.
Family day.
Nah.
And just. Let's get off the topic.
That takes a long time to prepare, man.
Let's get off topic, please. Because I'm getting hungry.
Anyway, can I do my shout outs now?
Shout out, go ahead.
I want to send a special shout out to SeventhWire.com for all your music and videos and anything that you guys need. He has reasonable pricing. SeventhWire.com.
Are you getting paid for this?
Nah, I'm like the head of his company.
Okay, so
let me not say that, because if he hears me, he's gonna be like, nah, that wasn't the deal.
Are you getting paid for this?
Yes.
No, I'm just trying to help out one of our church members, man.
Speaking about church members, a gospel rapper, be on the lookout for a gospel rapper, reggaeton rapper, coming out of our church.
Yes.
Called
Libre
Flow del Trono, right?
Yeah.
You can tell he's Pentecostal. He gave himself, he gave himself a long name, right? Libre Flow del Trono. Talk about being Pentecostal.
That's how, because if you know his testimony, it just goes with him.
What's crazy is this young man converted in our church, man. He reconciled to God in our church, and his rap name, secular rap name, was Libra, which is a horoscope.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and to make a long story short, you know, the devil really began to attack this young man.
He ended up in
a psychiatric ward, and we had to visit him, and we helped him through that transition and process. And while I was sitting there with him, you know, I began to tell him that he needs to let go some of the secularism that he has in his heart and his life, because that was a foothold of the enemy. And basically, that's all he knows how to do is rap. And I said, you need a new name. I said, you need a new name and use your talents for God. And he said, I don't know a name. And I just said, what's your rap name? He was like, well, Libra. I said, well, your new name is now Libre, because you are Libre en Cristo. You're free in Christ. Libre in Spanish means free. And it just connected with his spirit, and boom, there you go. And now God is doing awesome things in his life in our church. He sits in the front row.
Yeah.
And he's just connected to God, doing great things. And matter of fact, every week he's coming to me, showing me new music. And so you're going to be hearing from him next year, June, the summer of 2011. Hmm. Coming out of our church, man. A new gospel reggaeton rapper from our church. We're discipling him. He has music already, but we're not releasing it into the public. He needs discipleship. He needs to get more into the word. I don't want him to be a positive Spanish rapper. I want him to be a Christian, theological Christian rapper. And but by next summer, man, be on the lookout for my man, Libre Flow de Agua. So excited to sombraño, si está escuchando, ya tú sabes. I can't share a little bit what we got in store for him, man, but just be on the lookout for
no doubt
next year.
Actually, I'm not finished with my shout outs.
Awesome, go ahead.
You're like cutting me off.
All right, go ahead.
Well, a special shout out to Danny from Hurt. He wasn't feeling very well, so a special shout out to him. I hope that he's feeling a lot better. Also, I wanted to send a special shout out to Ruthie's husband. He's in Afghanistan. His name is Laz. So, special shout out to him.
Is he
listening? Wanted to send him a shout out. Yeah, no, but he can get the podcast.
All right, so
in Afghanistan.
So, big shout out. Wow, her husband is in
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Party, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll pray for him a little bit later.
Definitely. We got to keep him
again?
In our press. Lázaro de Jesús, I think. Or
Lazarus.
De Jimenez. De Jimenez.
Lazarus, right? So,
yeah.
So big shout out to Lazarus
De Jimenez.
De Jimenez, tuning in all the way from Afghanistan. Shout out to you from your wife, Ruthie.
Yeah.
She's tuning in right now. She's in the chat room, so she's shouting you out. And we hope to shout you out. We pray God's blessing and favor over your life. And we hope to see you soon, as God permits you to come back to the USA.
Definitely. Definitely that the Lord touches his soul over there and takes care of him.
Definitely, definitely. Listen, last week we was at Christ Tabernacle, and we had a phenomenal time. We were at Christ Tabernacle for their The Truth concert with gospel rapper The Truth, Emmanuel Lambert. And guess what, y'all? We had a great opportunity for us to interview him.
Did you record it?
We recorded it. We recorded the interview with my man, The Truth, last Friday. We had an opportunity to sit down with him, like we did with Ambassador, and we chopped it up with him. So many of you have been asking, where is the video podcast of our interview with The Truth from
Christ
Tabernacle? We are in the process of having it edited, so be on the lookout for that, man. So if you want to see that interview, hit us up. The email is info@hollafestradio.tv.
info@hollafestradio.tv.
Amen. Let's give shout out to who's in the chat room right now. Before we get into this interview at 8:30, y'all, we're going to be interviewing my man Fidel. Right here on Holla Fest Radio, man. So go promote that the interview is coming up in a few moments. 15 more minutes, man. We're going to be chopping it up with gospel rapper Fidel, man. And just hearing his heart and seeing what God is doing in his life, man. So who do we got in the chat room, man? Shout out to
Liz.
Okay, we are looking over here. We got Ayana.
Mine is set different than yours.
Okay, we are looking at Ayana is up in the chat room.
Big Loss.
We got Boss Lady Promos.
Dead Man Walking.
We got DJ Jesus Beats.
Fidel.
We got H-I-R-T Danny. Now he's specifically...
Yeah, because he used to call himself Seven, and they were confusing him with a rapper, Seven, so he changed it.
So we got Illuminatus. So I guess he's into the Illuminati. Shout out to you. Who else we got up in the chat?
We have Liz. Shout out to Liz and Malentendido.
Okay, we got Mike Bless up in the chat room.
We have New Life.
We got Only for Christ.
Ralph Rodriguez, I guess it's Rodriguez.
We got Rick D.
We have Ruthie.
We got you up in the chat.
Sister Shorty Blaze.
And we got my man from Delaware, Xavier, tuning in, man. Shout out to my man Xavier tuning in at this time, man. So I think that's about it, man. What else we got going on before we get into this interview?
Well, I don't know if you want to give out the announcement from our church this month. We're going to be having a dinner also for Christmas, and we'll also be giving out free clothes and food that same day, just like Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
Not for Christmas itself. I'm assuming that it's going to be the Tuesday before.
I would give out the church announcements, but honestly, I don't know it.
I don't know it.
There's a reason why I don't know.
Why?
Because my church has decided to ban me from micromanaging everything.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I know and you don't.
They don't want me. They just say, Pastor, show up. We'll take care of it, and we'll just keep you in the loop, man. I know that there's a Christmas dinner going on this month, but I actually don't know when and
yeah, he needs to chill, because I don't know, man. If you let him, forget it.
I'll run the whole church.
I have to, ban him.
I'll lead the media ministry.
Please, no choir.
I'll preach the message.
No.
I'll do the prayer. Man, I got to step back, man.
Yes, you do.
So, I have been stepping back for a while.
It's so bad that we went to Connecticut to preach. He went to preach. Well, I wasn't going to preach, of course, because, you know. But, I mean, I do preach. I just don't preach as long.
Get to the story of what you're saying.
The thing is that while we were over there having fun.
Listen, us guys don't want to hear all that. We don't want to know the details.
Whatever.
Facts. Get to the point. What were you going to say?
You're lucky Connecticut. The shush button.
Connecticut. What happened?
Anyways, as you know, before I was rudely interrupted, we're out there and he's thinking and he's telling me we're on our way back, mind you. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to pass through church. I'm like, why? Oh, because I need to close the gates. The gate. When they have like a zillion people that can close the gate.
Listen up, y'all. Listen, if you're in leadership or you have a ministry or you're presently and God has presently give you something to do in the kingdom, listen, y'all. Word of advice, man. I know that nobody could do it best like the one whom God gave the vision, but learn to delegate, learn to stop micromanaging, and just allow your staff to just step to the next level and allow God to use them, because what you're going to find is the biggest hindrance to your ministry is you.
Definitely.
The biggest hindrance to any ministry is the leader of that ministry when they micromanage and want to do it all. My recommendation for you guys today, if I could give you any reference, any word of advice, those of you in ministry, is to back off. You know, let your team learn from their mistakes and just help them along the way. And you're going to see how. Matter of fact, let me give you an example. I had to preach this weekend. I was away preaching. And our assistant pastor, who's a young man, he's about, what, 24, 25?
About
25. He preached the Sunday message at our church. And you know that most pastors are very, very possessive of their Sunday sermons. We gave it to our young minister in training to preach last Sunday. And I heard
he did a great job.
I heard that it was very, very touching.
It was.
There were some tears shed and some wanted to cry. He almost wanted to cry. He was overwhelmed with love for the people and love for the message to give to them. So
it's funny because he spoke about...
Great things happen when you allow God to use the people he's giving you.
He preached about something you told him once. That you told him that when you die, you want to leave your legacy.
Okay.
That was his preaching. And he took it from there, and I was shocked because he did such a great job. I'm really proud of him. Shout out to my son, Louis, because he's like a son to me. Shout out. He did a great job.
Definitely, definitely. And just to clarify a little bit about that, and what I mean by leaving a legacy is what you do for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Only what you do for Christ will last. And I would rather be known for leaving a legacy of here's a person that loved the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his strength, rather than the name.
Mm.
You know, if I leave this earth and all they remember is Halifax, then I would think that I would have probably failed in what God has done through me. But if they could say, man, that man loved the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, and he was an example to the believers of what to do for God, and he did a radio show, and then when they ask, well, what did he do? He did a radio show called Halifax. He was senior pastor of a church, founder of a church called He Is Risen Tabernacle, and just great, 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 great things, and, you know.
That's what his preaching was about, actually, talking about the legacy that he wanted to leave. You know, and speaking to, like, helping the youth, and he took it from there, and he did an awesome job.
Great. Anyway.
He rocked it.
Definitely. What do you want to listen to? What do you want to listen to right now before we get into this interview, Sister Shirley? Matter of fact, let's take it to the chat room. Those of you that are tuning in up in the chat room, man, listen, we got 10 minutes left before we get into this interview with my man Fidel. We're giving a request right now. Request. If you want to hear something, write it up in the chat room. Write it up in the chat room, and we will quickly find it for you. You give us the name of the track. Give us the name of the track and the artist, and we will play it. If we have it, we will play it. And if we have it, we'll substitute it.
Then you go stop.
All right, y'all. So listen, coming up at 8:30 in the hour, we're going to be interviewing my man Fidel. We're also going to be hearing an exclusive new single from my man Fidel here tonight, man. So, okay, we got some Cambino. They want to hear some Cambino. All right, so let's look up some Cambino. Which track you want to hear from my man Cambino? All right, so let's see if we look for my man Cambino. The track is called... All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's look for... my man Cambino. In the meantime, Sister Shorty Blaze, let them know the email and the number to call here for Halifax Radio.
All right, that's info@halifaxradio.tv. info@halifaxradio.tv. And the number to call is 347-535-0894.
All right. Let's get into this next track from my man Jeter.
No power.
No power? All right. Let's see. That's the track from my man Cambino. I believe it's on his last album.
Drama, but I ain't never yodel though, that's on my mama. I'm a incomprehensible type of rhymer, the type to make a legend wanna bite like a piranha. Flow like agua, representing my alpha. Taking my position, got me spitting like a toddler, track hitting like a dodger. Manny, can be sinner that repented and entered into the family. I am now relying on my faith when I can't see. Striving till I'm tired, wanna faint and I can't breathe. Blessed but I ain't sneeze. Stressed but I can't leave. Obedience got me under arrest like Bentley. Listen, when pretenders try to hinder, harm, and batter me, I'm digging in the scriptures to recharge my battery. We fall like gravity, keep off your flattery, and for
focus on the only one we call your majesty. With the free throws, lost like Nemo, the Gators with no Tebow, two left feet slow, stuck like deep snow. What I'm trying to say is life will suck like a leech, bro. Country's in recession, but his children gotta eat, so his word, I get it, pivot, give it to the people. Tasty as a T-bone with A1. Hey, son, never could you play me for a faker, cause I eat one. God is real as they come, constantly repping Jesus. Even after church done, I call him. Even secular speeches. This ain't for the church folk. Take it where the streets is. Slingshot the movement. Case you're wondering where the beast is. Wondering where the beast are. All I need's a beat, y'all. I'm just willing kindling. See, my father brings the heat, y'all. The flow is like the wind, though. It's kinda hard to see. Ha. Yeah. You can get it in a microwave minute. Heard the game was kinda lame. I'm here to put my flavor in it. I'm brazen, not timid. Staying independent. Percy Miller showed me, yo, there ain't no limits. But that ain't my signature. About to take it high and solve the prayers I be sending up. Rise like the temperature. Anytime I enter a room, because his presence straight consumes me when I minister. Catch me looking at me like, yo, Cam is on some different stuff. Model chicks be tripping out like, why isn't he into us? Every earthly plan I had, I let my father interrupt. He got my future so bright, need to tip my windows up. I'm like a train conductor screaming all aboard. Y'all can't make it on your own, you should be leaning on the Lord. See, I've seen the final score. That's the reason why I'm happy. You ain't strutting streets of gold and you ain't stunting like my daddy. Yeah.
New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. We have reached the second hour of the show, man. The part of the show where we get a chance to chop it up with holy hip-hop artists, new and up-and-coming artists, or some of those that have been doing it for a long time. Where we get to break bread with them. We get to hear their heart. We get to address issues, man. We get to just have a great time with them. And tonight, we got my man Fidel on the line, man, calling in all the way from... Actually, I don't know where he's calling in from. Yo, Fidel, where are you from, bro?
Hey, man, I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, T-Town, in the middle of the map.
Listen, man, we got a lot to talk about today, man, but first and foremost, man, you shot me the single, Work It Out, I heard it. First of all, I didn't expect nothing less than what you usually put out, man, but to hear it, man, I was like, man, you're still current, you're still fresh, you're still doing it for the Lord. Talk to us about what's up and coming in 2011 from you. We haven't heard from you in like 2 years maybe, man? Last time you released an album. Talk to us, man. We want to hear what should we expect, man?
Well, you know, the album I Live came out in 2008. It came out in 2008, and it was my first album. It was my first album. I actually, though I've been doing it for for a while. I waited a while to release my first album. It did great. God really used it to touch a lot of people. I actually, a year ago, left my job to do it full time. So actually, I'm able to do this ministry full time. And so from then on, it was like God has been just teaching me to be a steward over what he's placed in my life. So basically right now, the new album, which I'm just not really saying the title, the new album is called Club David. And right now, we're working hard. This is the month for knocking that album out. We've been prepping for it most of the year, just getting ready, but we're recording, doing stuff right now. And so right now, we're working on a new album, Club David, coming in 2011.
We are excited about that, man. When it comes out, shoot it over to Hollerfest, man, and we will bump that thing. Let me ask you, man, I heard that you are a fan of Hollerfest and you subscribe to Hollerfest Radio Podcast. Is that true, man? That's what I heard.
Oh, most definitely. Like, I subscribe to Hollerfest. Like, you know, I really dig what Hollerfest does, and I love the energy. You know what I mean? Like, some of the topics that you bring up, I really want to hear about. That's one thing I love about the show is just hearing certain topics that, you know, sometimes aren't talked about enough. So I definitely check in, man. I try to check in all the interviews. When I'm on the road, that's when I try to, I'm on the road a good amount, and that's when I try to pop in all my podcasts. If I get sleepy, I just pop in my podcast, man, and try to catch up if I'm behind on, you know, everything going on. So
listen, we had your album. We were burning it here on Hollerfest. Real talk, man. We was just burning every song, man. But there was one specific song that was very popular here on Hollerfest, you know. But believe it or not, I don't have... We have two shows a week, and we only put on the podcast one show. But in reality, a lot of the second shows that aren't on podcasts, we played a lot of your music because that's more of a... There's no countdown. We just kind of go off spontaneous and just play a lot of good music. And one specific track about a year ago was very popular on Hollerfest, and that was the track called In the Church. Man, and I need to ask you, man, just what went through your mind when you wrote that track? Because my wife grew up in church, my kids are growing up in church. I didn't grow up in church, but they did. And a lot of the stuff you were saying, I couldn't understand, but they understood completely, and they found it funny. Wow. They found it funny in some areas, especially the part where the kids getting the whoop in the bathroom of the church. Yo, no lie, man. My little man is 8, and when he acts up in church, my wife done take him to the... Him and the church bathroom are best friends, man. My wife take him in there and give him that church whooping. Talk to me about that track, In the Church, man.
Yeah, well, I'm a PK. I grew up a PK. I grew up in the streets. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. My father was like my family, they were into the Kojic circle. My father and my grandmother was heavily into the Kojic circle. So my father was a pastor, and that was the circle he ran in. So I, you know, as far as me, though I was in the streets, though I was in that, you know, there was always times when he pulled me with him, and we was in church 5 days a week, 2 weeks straight. Uh-huh. He'd be preaching conferences. So I grew up in between so many different cultures and lives, and the church culture was something I grew up in, and I knew very well, you know, just because. And when you hear that song, like that was a song where that was just a sincere song of the balance of the funny and the serious and the stuff that I questioned in the church, you know. And it was basically a song, like, if you grew up in the church or you're in the church all the time now, it's a song that I feel like you can really identify with, if not all of it, most of it, you know. And I just wanted to, and my purpose for the song was to say, through the good and the bad, the gospel is still preached. So no matter the motives, like the Bible says, you know, even in bad motives, the gospel is still preached. So it was really a point of need to pointing out different stuff that I grew up in the church and things I saw in the church and all that, and then saying, though these things are in the church, don't be bitter, don't get frustrated just because the pastor did this and he did this. Don't worry about that. Sometimes you just gotta let it go and understand men are flawed, and you have to say to all the gospel is...
Listen, now that you open up the door for us to hear that of your church upbringing, talk to us a little bit about your past, man. I know you just mentioned that you grew up Kojic. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Most definitely. Like I grew, like I said, I was a TK. I grew up in the middle. You know, that was when my father, he ran in at the time. And basically, I grew up where, you know, as a PK, I grew up in an environment that was very aggressive. So, during my adolescence, I was in Memphis, Tennessee, doing one of the worst times in Memphis. Like, you know, if you go to the History Channel and they do documentaries about gangland, they've done two on my side of Memphis, like North Memphis.
Wow.
So I grew up in that environment. So with me, it was kind of like I had a very aggressive home bringing where my I grew up in a very abusive home. My parents ended up divorced. I went to the worst school in Memphis at the time, which is, if anybody's seen the movie Lean On Me, that was like the school I was in.
Mm.
So, you know, even though it was kind of like this was the life that I was living, I was between a lot. But through all of that, whether it was me, years I had beef with my father. Like, we had animosity toward each other, with, you know, and through all that. And through all of that, you know, coming out of that, one of the things I never, I always knew that and had faith in was Jesus. Because through all, I knew I should have been dead or whatever. I could have had, you know, whatever, a disease or whatever. You know, and just growing up in that and seeing what's going on around you, people around you dying, you know, rolling in gangs, rolling in crews, all that. And not even just trying to be a thug, but just, you know, some of it was just you had to figure out a way to protect yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So whether that was having guns or whether I was doing this, you know, that's what was going on. But there's another side of me that grew up in the suburbs, where I lived in the suburbs. I moved from the worst part, you know, of a city to a different state where it was like one of the safest cities in America, you know? And so I had a different side of where I grew up in around African Americans, but I also grew up around a lot of, I grew up in areas that was predominantly Caucasian.
Okay.
So I've had these two sides of which I've experienced different cultures. And so in the middle of that, when I was in Memphis, going back to Memphis, you know, I accepted Christ, but at the same time, I did it because my parents made me go to the altar. When I remember the first time I really had an experience, when I was like, man, when I got it, when the gospel, it was actually at a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
But when I actually accepted and started living was like a year after I graduated high school, like in 2001, 2002,
okay.
Around that time. And that was the time when I was like, man, you know, I was like, you know, I was doing stuff I shouldn't, but I was like, man, I was tired of that stuff, and I knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I knew what was true. I knew that God was real, so I knew that Jesus had a plan for my life, and all I just knew He needed to be glorified in my life and everything. So around that time, that's when I was like, you know what? I'm gonna commit this thing to the Lord. And around that same time, I never did music when I was in high school. I did it as a joke a couple times.
Uh-huh.
But music was something that I identified with through the stressful times of my life. Like through all the rough times that I went through, it was like I always went to music. So when I got older, I always knew music was attached to me. So when I started living for Christ and I was like, I'm gonna live this thing, I was like, man, music is what touched me, is what got me through. Let me make a godly side of music, because the music that I was listening to was not healthy.
Mm.
So I was like, man, I'm going to make music that I love that's filled with God. Like, it was time, I'm going to be me. I'm going to live it, and I'm going to talk about what I live, which is Jesus. And that's what I was until this day. You know, you hear my music, you hear me and what I do, what I live in Christ. And my goal is to bring Him glory. And that's just what it is. I'm not really, it's not like I'm trying to make the music. I'm just making what's in my heart.
Mm.
And like, that's what I've always done.
You know, when I hear your music, you know, let's just be real. A lot of music in holy hip hop has a lot of similarities of other artists. You know, there's, it has a certain sound to it, and you could either say that they're either copying each other or they're probably trying to make music that they feel is the popular sound of Christian hip hop now, you know. But your sound is unique. Like, you could tell That's Fidel right there. Like, you have your own distinct sound, and it's dope. You know what I'm saying? And talk to us a lot about that, man. What goes into when you putting music together, producing it? With you, there's no copying. I just hear Fidel. I don't hear, oh, he's trying to sound like so-and-so, or he's trying to sound like this particular group, or that sound, or East Coast. No, you just sound like you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why everybody appreciates you. And when your name comes up, nobody has nothing negative to say. Like, yo, that's a dope Christian rapper right there. We love his music.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks for the love, man. It's funny because I grew up around, like, when I was in Memphis, this was when 3-6 Mafia was getting big. It was when A-Ball and MJG was killing it. You know what I mean? It was when, you know, all that Tupac was killing it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He died. You know, I remember when he died. I mean, a lot of those artists were real big around my time. And I listened to all of them. As I got older, I was experienced with some people that was around Jay-Z. And then I got into East Coast music with Jay-Z. And I started understanding Wu-Tang more and Biggie. And, you know, and I always had this balance of different music where I love the South swag, but I love the East Coast lyrics. That was always in my head. But the thing I always had since I was younger was a unique voice. Like, you knew if I was coming, if I talked. Like, I would be if I'm somewhere and I just start talking, people are looking at me, are you Fidel?
See?
So, because it's my voice. And so, for me, man, like, I didn't try not to be an artist, and I didn't try to. Like, I've studied artists. I've listened to, like, man, you know, it's kind of like going to school for me. I've done all that. But at the same time, I've always wanted to, I felt like it was important not to try not to be somebody or to try to, but to just say, man, I want to be me. I want to make sure I want to be me, because a lot of artists, though we take from other artists in the sense of trying to grow and learn, like, man, like, honestly, like, the biggest rappers in second, they have a unique sound. They might have pieces of other artists, but they sound like them. So if you take that artist away, they will still exist. And so for me, I feel like that. I feel like, you know, I feel like, hey, I'm not going to act like I never learned from any other artists. But I will say that, you know, for me, it's always been, hey, let me find out what I could do. Because, hey, who knows? Like, when I listen to Kirk, I feel like Kirk Franklin, I hear Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, same thing with Mary Mary. So, I looked at them like they had a lane. So, I think with me, it's not like I try not to. I just look at, hey, let me go in there and make music. You know what I mean? That can, but at the same time, preach that, that can work against me and work for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think God has really used it. God has blessed me beyond. I mean, everything that, you know, he's done in the ministry has been phenomenal, and I don't take nothing away from it. But I will say that is a subject that I hear a lot. I do hear that a lot. People come to me, talk to me about that. So you can tell it's a common theme in Christian rap.
Definitely. Let me share something with you that I do believe you kind of paved the way. The video...
Walking Like I'm Changed.
When that video came out, nobody at that time had a video. Let's just be real. Let's be real. Christian hip hop, just Christianity itself, as far as musical genre, for some reason, we're always behind when it comes to being relevant and up to date as far as things. We always tend to be 2-3 years behind, and we're trying to play catch up. When your video came out, I remember specifically everybody talking about that it was the first Christian hip hop video that was like in high definition. That was the quality was up to bar. I mean, everything about it was next level. It wasn't that cheesy, corny Christian hip hop video. I think when you released that video, I think you paved the way. This is my personal opinion based on people as the conversation came up about the video, that you just had high definition. It wasn't, you know, analog. It had like a high definition look to it. It had that crispy look. Talk to me about it. What went into that video? I feel that you opened the door to tell Christians to step up their game when it comes to a music video. You had a concept for it with the chains. I mean, the beat was dope. Talk to us about that video.
Yeah. Oh, man. Praise God. Thanks for the love. Preach. I would say this. When we set out, my man Ruben, Cabrera in Oklahoma City, you know, he did my artwork. I partnered with him through the whole I Live process, the I Will Be Everything They Say I Could Not Be campaign.
Uh-huh.
And basically, man, we had vision throughout the whole thing. When it came to the music video, it's the same guy who did Dre Murray's, he did Cam, and he did K-Praises. But when we came to the music video and the song, the vision clicked. Like, uh-huh. He knew exactly what I was trying to get around. I'm a type of guy where I'm an issue guy. Like I've been through different stages of, like, suicidal thoughts, depression, all these type of things being talked down to in my life. Like I said, growing up in the oppressed areas, I've been through that. So at the same time, when I make my music, you hear the fight of overcoming that and me encouraging people to overcome that. When it came time to do the video, that was like the thing of the video. And I kid you not, I was still working my 8 to 5 then. And when I literally worked from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., got off, we shot the video from 2 to midnight, woke up at 6, and from 6 a.m. to 3 a.m., uh-huh. We were up, and I had to be to work at 6 a.m. to go to work. We were everywhere. We did like 7 locations. I mean, we were all through, and it was all shot in Tulsa. So, I mean, it was like we had vision to it, and we had a great team. People that was just down for the cause. And so in all of that, when I did it, I didn't know it would be, when it came out, it did shake it up. I mean, I got some calls. Like, people were like, hold up. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, people, I remember I had a friend that would call me and be like, dude, I don't even want to drop my video now.
I told you.
I would get calls like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people would, you know, and they were, you know, it was more like a joking type of thing. But at the same time, the video was great. Like, I can't front. Like, it was a really dope video. And I think God used it to kind of say, hey, we can lift our standards.
Uh-huh.
Because understand this, preach, when I do music, I try to think just like I'm any other artist. Not like a Christian artist, but I'm an artist. And I'm trying to, and I want to lift the standard. I want God to be glorified and excellent. So I'm not really in the house thinking I want to be better than.
Uh-huh.
I'm more so thinking, is there a way, can I afford, is this a time where we can do this in excellence? You know what I mean? And that's kind of where my head is. My head is kind of in that world of saying, okay, let me do this in excellence because I feel like, you know, if that's possible,
uh-huh.
Let's do this as good as we can. So I thank God he was glorified in it. We did video promotion. It went on over 150 outlets and has almost, you know, collectively 90,000, almost 100,000 views. So, I mean, I thank God in the message and the testimonies that came from that video. Were phenomenal. So I thank God for it.
Definitely. With that being said, we know that you shared earlier about an upcoming album. A lot of artists now are taking the internet video promos very, very, very serious, knowing that, you know, CD sales are very low. Everything is digital.
Yeah.
So obviously you have to develop an online presence. With this new album, will you be releasing a lot of video promos for it?
I most definitely will. Like, one thing I've learned about me being an artist, like, I'm a true independent artist, as in, like, I kind of came up on my own 2 feet. Like, I didn't really come up under anybody.
Uh-huh.
So I understand my situation. Like, I understand that, you know, like, I believe in working hard. Like,
uh-huh.
And we're developing a plan, because with the whole Club David thing and the whole Club David thing, I really want people to understand what I'm trying to do with it.
Mm.
And so we're going to do everything we can to communicate what we're trying to do with the album Club David. And to do that, we're going to have to do video. The thing is just shooting you straight. Like, I wish I could do videos like Walking Like I'm Changed all the time, but it's not possible. You know, not right now in my life. Because for all the artists out there, like, that video cost a lot of, it cost a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it was not a cheap video. In this process of doing Club David, like, we're more so trying to see how can we do stuff repetitively, not just one thing. How can we consistently? Like, I was talking to Tizzle about the same thing, about, yeah, it's great to have a dope video, but a dope video, you know, nowadays, like, we can't shoot those type of videos all the time. Most of us don't have a budget. So it's like, now we're trying to figure out how can we communicate a point in video, how can we communicate a point in video over and over again to get the message across. So right now, that's what we're planning. We're like, with Club David, we really want people to understand, like, the message behind it. Like, I will be everything they say I could not be, with the campaign for my last album. You know, God really used it. And I saw even then, it would be great to have more videos communicating what's going on with the campaign. So with this album, you'll definitely see a more of a presence of where we're putting video. We actually just did the photo shoot for Club David this weekend, and we did behind the scenes. So if you out there, check my Facebook, my website, FidelMusic.com. We'll be posting that hopefully in the next month, this footage. I even have a couple pictures up there right now, behind the scenes pictures. But we'll be posting video from Club David in the photo shoot, because we actually shot it at a club. Like, we shot the video at the, I mean, shot the pictures at a club. So yeah, we most definitely are.
You know, you're correct in what you said, that, you know, as Christian, I would say those in the Christian hip-hop ministry, funds definitely are low, and I guess you're right. We cannot have every, you know, video promo that we would like, simply because our budget is low. But you know what's crazy? What I'm noticing is that even with secular rappers, they're doing the same thing. I'm noticing that, let's just use some big names, you know, just for the sake of trying to prove a point, like Soulja Boy, 50 Cent. You know, I just happened to catch, you know, the Soulja Boy song, Mean Mug, with 50 Cent, you know.
Yeah.
But there was a pre-video to that, and that pre-video, believe it or not, was bootleg, but it had over a million hits. I noticed that Rick Ross and Lloyd Banks and these guys, you know, they as well are not releasing high-powered video. They even said it themselves. What they're doing is, they're doing things like the next 48 hours, or they're just having their boys follow them with cameras. They're just shooting the videos and just throwing it on the net, and people are just, it's about just releasing videos to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing. And I think that that's what it's doing, is just building up momentum, because even they have said it, that they just don't have, you know, the L.A. Reid type of cast for those videos to do anymore. They just, if you notice all these new videos, they're just like in the back, they're in the club, they're in the car, and they're just shooting the video, man. So I feel you, man. I think, you know, I think Lecrae did the same thing. You know, he just released a video every week. Do you got something like that in mind? Just one video a week? Just push it out until it comes out?
You'll definitely see, like, a lot of people tell me, like, they want to know more about what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, this year, this year, I mean, everything, like, doubled and tripled for me, from shows to everything. I was on the road all the time, and people were telling me, like, man, like, we're online, we can't make it to a show in Missouri, but we'd love to know what's going on. And so that's what we're doing. Like, we're planning. We're like, man, okay, how can we create this? Because you're right. Like, people don't need much. They just want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, I have the internet. I have the Facebook. Let me know what's going on. And so you'll definitely see Fidel a lot more. We did a behind-the-scenes, like, Way TV, that's on DirecTV. They actually came out and followed me on the road one time. And like a month ago, it was around the time that whole Eddie Long thing happened, where, you know, I had to send out the press kit. Like, I am not that guy, you know.
Yes, yes.
But they came on the road and just followed me and did footage. And you'll see that come out in the next couple months. You know what I mean? But it was just something where people were like, really, like, after that, like, people were voting my video on Countdown, and this is year old, just because they got to see me, like, doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, it was just me talking to people, me signing autographs and all that. So it showed once again that you're right. Like, I see, like, dudes like Waka Flocka, man, these guys make videos, like, at least once or twice a month.
Exactly.
You know
and their videos,
like, killing.
Their videos are not well produced. People just want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Keeping us posted, keeping us. You got to understand, I think because we live in such a technologically savvy society today, I mean, people don't really, let's just be real, it's hard to catch somebody on the phone nowadays. People are texting. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, there's no way to get out of that. I know people say we need to go back to the old school and call each other. I doubt we're ever going to go back to that. It's just a driving force. People just want to know. So they just want to know what you're doing. And they know through your phone. You know, wherever you go, just record that thing on the phone, throw it on Facebook. We know what's going on. Going back to the Eddie Long situation. Obviously, there was some confusion with you guys had the same name. Now, tell us what happened. What were you doing when you got that phone call? Like, yo, what is going on? Did you have something with Eddie Long? Talk to the whole, because we haven't really heard from you other than the press, you know, the press release you sent. You shared your thoughts. But initially, tell us the details. What were you doing? What happened? What went through your heart when you was like, yo, this is not me, man? Talk to us.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I was on the road. I was on tour, and I had all these dates in Missouri. And I was heading down there with Way TV, and I got a call from V, the owner of thesouth.com, early that day. He was like, dude, have you seen this Eddie Long thing? I was like, nah, I heard about it, though. He said, the guy who's accusing him name is Anthony Flagg. And so, no, no, that's my name, Anthony Flagg. And I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, you might need to send something out about this. And I'm like, nah, it's okay. It was like 2 hours later. Man, I don't know exactly what time we was on the road. I know I was driving. I kid you not, for about 3 hours straight, my phone buzzed. I have an iPhone. It buzzed every 2 seconds. Within 4 hours, I had 80 or 90 Facebook requests.
Wow.
I had people hit me up on Twitter. I had, I had emails. I had, oh, my God. I mean, I got to the event. Of course, people at the event that knew it wasn't true, they joking with me about it. But during that same day, which was a Tuesday, my everything blew up. I had TV requests. I had interviews. The people wanted to interview me for TV, for radio. I'm talking about not Christian radio. Mm. Some were Christian, some were secular. And so what happened was I sat back and I was like, man, this is crazy. So I basically said to myself, because, you know, of some of the things that's went on the last couple years with some of the artists in the Christian rap community, I said, man, even though I might not in no way be on their level, I said, I'm going to be proactive. Before rumors start and people start questioning, we're going to send out a press release. So we got on a conference call, got together, me and my team, and we basically sent out a press release.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this lady from Twitter. She has like 30,000 followers. She hit me with a message and said, I'm so happy you sent this out. I was about to retweet your Twitter to everybody. And it just taught me right there, like, in this online world, you have to be proactive, like, when stuff like that happens. Because when you Google Anthony Flagg, I'm the most popular Anthony Flagg up until a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, me and my father have the same name also. So I had bishops, I'm talking about, like, cute bishops call me, wives call me, pastors call me, like, it was crazy.
Wow.
And so we had to be proactive as a company to say, hey, you know, just so people don't have any thoughts and there's no confusion, boom, let's go ahead and send out some. So, you know, my prayers for Eddie Long, that whatever truth is, and the truth will prevail. I don't know what's true. I don't know if I ever will know what's true, but it actually, part of it is my business because he's in a body. Part of it is not.
Yeah.
Because he has a family. So I'm just praying for that situation. You know, everywhere you go, because it was, you know, I was indirectly involved, people ask me my opinion. And so if people have their own opinions, I had people call me that are in that are pretty close to the situation, that know people, telling me stuff that I probably didn't even want to know. But I just overall encourage the body of Christ to just pray for the brother.
Definitely, definitely. Last question and then we'll close. You've been away, well, I wouldn't say away, for let's just give or take 2 years, and a lot has happened during these, let's shorten it, 18 months. And you've been very, very quiet. You know what I'm saying? Except for here and there, we know what's going on. We know we follow your itinerary and things like that. But a lot in the game has changed. I mean, a lot of new music, a lot of new radio shows, a lot of new issues. We had Ambassador, we had The Truth, we had Ty Tribbett. We had so much going on. We had Rehab album. I mean, we've had artists that come out of nowhere and their albums are dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, stepped up their game. You know, I want to hear from you. You know, from the 2 years of what you've been seeing going on. What's on your heart, man? Whether good, whether something you want to address. It could be anything. I just want to hear from you. What's on your heart from what you're seeing that's just, that you would like to share from you looking at it from a spectator, just seeing what's going on? It could be good things. It could be not so good things. It could be a balance between good and bad things. Share your heart. The last 18 months, Holy Hip Hop as a whole, your thoughts, talk to us.
That's a great question, Preach. I would say, you know, since I released, one of the things that I do, I learn from anything that I like that I see, I learn from it. So whether that's how Thizzle album was not only an incredible album, but the way he promoted it, with whether that's Dre Murray releasing Hell's Paradise, whether that's McCray releasing Rehab, whether that's how Sho Baraka released his album. From a marketing standpoint, from, you know, just understanding how to communicate this point that you're trying to convey, like, anybody who does something good in secular and Christian, I try to take that and learn from it. Mm. I just think that's wise. So from that point off, that's what I do. And I was at Flavor Fest in November, and I was talking to, you know, everybody. You know, I was talking to everybody, just learning. You know, I got to sit down with Urban D, and I've got to sit down with different people and just talk to them about what I do. So that's one side of just, you know, always trying to keep up and learn and grow as a man, as a businessman, as an artist, and all that. And the other side of what I've seen, and what I've seen a lot of, is because of the internet, you know, you right now we have a lot of dudes who record one song and they get on the South, or they get on Rapzilla, they get on Culture, and they swear because they got 200 hits that they the man, they the woman, you know what I mean? And so, you know, a lot of times, like, trying to explain to people that I'm not, like, you're talented, that's great, but it's bigger than that to me. Sometimes you have to, like, people just don't get it. Like, they don't really get it. And I want to encourage artists to understand, like, you know, a lot of artists, you know, it's not like we're not, you know, from my point of view, like, if I'm not doing a song with you, if I'm not doing a feature with you, if I don't do this, like, you have to understand artists, you can't put that on artists' credit. I don't personally know Lecrae, right? But at the same time, if Lecrae don't turn your email and then you all of a sudden think he's evil because of that, come on. Like, and it's the same thing for all these artists out here who are doing this, and we have so much on our plate. We're trying to do so much. We're trying to, and at the same time, there's no way we can get to it all. Like, we try to, we do our best, but we're running families, we bring men, and I'm not trying to say we shouldn't be good stewards, but I'm just saying, like, dudes gotta apply some grace. Because I'm telling you, when you grow, And you, when you grow and you get into business situations, even you preach, like, your ministry has grown. I'm sure you look at things differently than you did a year ago.
Uh-huh.
It's just a different place. You're striving to expand. You're striving to do all that God called you to do.
Uh-huh.
And it's some things you thought last year, you're like, man, I don't have time for that anymore. You know what I mean? And so I just want to encourage all the artists coming up, like serve. Like when I came up, when I started in 0102, I released music, but I would go to shows, hand out flyers. I would, you know, do whatever it took because I believed in what Christian rap, gospel rap with a positive message, whatever. I believed in what it could do because I knew what it did for me.
Mm.
And so for artists, we have to understand that, you might forget to retweet somebody, but they might have bought a song off your album. They might not have bought a song off your album, but they told somebody that liked Lupe, and they might like you, or they like Lil Wayne, and they might like you. Like, we have to understand that just because somebody doesn't do something the way you think, it doesn't mean that they're not promoting, they're not helping you, they're not doing anything. There's so many different ways to help the movement of Christian rap. And so, but going back to my point of as we grow, I encourage you all, we have to serve. You're always a servant. But there's times you serve in different capacities. There was times when I would go everywhere with people. I would drive people places. I would drive people to Nashville on my own gas. I would pay for the gas, drive them there, sleep on the floor in a hotel, drive them back, back to the city. 9 hours there, 9 hours back. Didn't perform. Didn't sell a CD, nothing.
Mm.
Just because I wanted to help these dudes because I believed in them. That's the type of stuff that I did growing up. I'm in a position now where I might not have to do that again, but there's still a way that I find to serve. We have to be serving. So I want to say that I think that we have to, as artists, always keep a serving mindset and understand, you know, just how things work. This is a business for artists. Like, they're investing a lot of time. They're investing a lot of money. And so we, like, there has to be a balance, you know what I mean, to what we're doing. So I think that's what I would say.
Definitely. Listen, to close out, let the people know where they can reach you at, and then what I want you to do is I want you to introduce the new single off your album. It's called Work It Out. The Floor's Yours, bro.
Yeah, I want the new single off the album Club David. Club David is basically the new album coming out in 2011, and where I'm encouraging men and women of God to be people after God's own heart. And so I'm asking everybody to join the Club of David. God called David a man after his own heart. He said that David is a man that would do whatever I want. And so in this year, in the last 2 years, I've had to really learn to do what God wants, whether that was leaving my job for 7 years to strive to do this full time, being a good steward, growing as a father, as a husband, hitting the streets, spreading the gospel, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's all thing that God wants. And we as people, I want to encourage us to say, man, I want to be a man and a woman, a man or a woman after God's own heart. So the song Work It Out was basically inspired me saying that we have faith. Let's put some action behind our faith, because faith without works is dead. And so that's basically the hook. And it's just saying, let's put some action behind our faith. Let's strive to live. If we fall, let's repent. Let's try to remove from our wicked ways. Let's be wise. Let's understand. Let's have grace for people. Let's understand that you don't understand everything that goes on, but we can be patient, understanding with people, and just grow as men and women and encourage each other in the faith. And so if you want to get a hold of me, FidelMusic.com is the website. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page. Add me on the fan page on Facebook. And the new album, Club David, coming next year. And this is the single. I don't even know if this is going to be the official single. And we got this done and mixed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I want my man Preach that. He asked me for the interview. And I said, man, I'm going to give it to him. You know what I mean? I want him to play it. And, you know, I hopefully y'all enjoy it. I would love to hear the feedback.
Okay, now that that's over, back to the music faster.
We're finna go into it right now. Let's do it.
Let's get back to the music.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
Pumping the fattest jams. This is Hollerfest Radio.
They call me Seagull. They call me Seagull. They call me Seagull.
So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said, what he said.
Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Cause this is about work.
Yeah.
Me face to please him. Oh, you know I need him. On that treat, he was bleeding. Sins he deleting. Guilt be gone. Condemnation be gone. Even if my cash gone, my joy not gone. Jesus on the throne. That fair stand alone. And you are not alone like that Mike Jackson. Not move or what I see. In this word, what I read. Act on what I believe. Obedience is key. Create a new heart. Reset me. New start. Gave me a new fame. Even got a new part. Number one in my life. Yeah, he killing them trust. Make them the same in your life. Accept them in your heart. I'm like, without words to be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me. I'm just doing what he said. What he said. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Cause by grace through faith, I'm saved. Coupon, faith used more the wrong way. Futon, swear that he ready for that race.
No shoes on.
Said that he repping for Christ.
No fruit on.
I'm like, what is you on? Jesus, what we on? No, we on. We on. He who we believe on. The word, what we feed on. The reason why we keep on. Jesus, who we lean on. Strong in the weak. Strong in the speech. Confidence in Christ. Why I'm bold when I speak. Let me catch you with the heat. We still got peace.
I couldn't resist. I had to add the echo.
So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led.
Come on, come on, come on,
the word, cause they gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me. I'm just doing what he said. Just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, baby, got that. Fight live godly, crucify them by death. Halle, halle. Just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, baby, got that. Fight live godly, crucify them by death. Halle, halle. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said.
Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith holla, without works be dead.
Anomaly, and it's only
source of who I keep inside of me. Yes, that's the Holy Spirit leading, guiding me. Chucktown, South Cadillac is where I'm from. It's the takeover, homie, let me show you how it's done.
He gotta be wrong.
Trumpet blow like God's bringing the beat back. I'm his image, he ain't like mine. A big difference, I'm gonna see it in a lifetime. Link up with God, it'll benefit your lifeline. A hot, I dilate pupils when my light shines. Put on some shades if you can't stand the rain, homie. Sunshine like I'm carrying the day. Phony rappers leading God's sheep astray. So I'm here to show them Christ. Be the truth, lead the way. Lead the way.
I wish you would take over your city.
Father bless me.
Father bless me.
Father bless me.
Yo,
for a moment, can I pause the hype and talk about the stars and stripes? That's the main thing causing gripes. People thinking that the laws is right. When it's not, then they take it in their own hands, lost the sight. Well, I could say we should all foster Christ in his ways, but that just might cost a life. But it already costed life on Calvary with the faith that might bring the right mentality. Yeah, nowadays we got the song wrong. The morals we was founded on is now long gone. Good intentions, giving in the wrong tone. Forget the gold as long as you can bring the bronze home. Well, I got a king when LeBron's gone. He blessed me with a queen to make a strong home. Yeah, most times I got a strong dome. I'm not strapped in, now my brain's on roam. Now I figured out where we gone wrong. When the government told Christ to go home, they say we don't need fathers and we all grown. But when we all by ourselves, we can't stand strong. So the dollar says in God we trust. Never mind that now, that's the God you cuss. Yeah, y'all clueless with a wise guy strut. Looking with your eyes wide shut, shut.
Again.
middle when most folks can't see it. Blinded by the black called the opulence and freedom. Lying to yourself is the worst type of secret. They paint a grainy picture, but you choose to believe it. The hue of sky blue makes you waste away the days. So confused by the worldview, democratic faith. Nothing's really wrong if it's love you demonstrate. It's a whole nother issue with the gay and the straight. Your life is alternative, consider some restraints. It's a life and death difference, you can or you can't. The pressure of a peer is overwhelmingly great. When you get shot down, they'll be crying at your wake. It's all about the modern day savviness. What happened to happiness? You gave it up for lavishness. Stuck inside of a cold world living with savages. I'm praying for their heart, but they think I'm just babbling. Even when I'm parking, got speed that I'm traveling. They blindfolded the truth, but I see it's unraveling. Victory is sweet, but it's better when it's challenging. It's hard to say they rotten when they use that pretty packaging. So the dollar says in God we trust. Never mind that now, cause that's the God you cuss. Yeah, y'all clueless with a wise guy strut, looking with your eyes wide shut. Shut.
The world is very different now, and if you ask me, I don't know how. I will make it through the day. I can't make it through the week. I'm as blind as I can be. I can't see.
Pastor Riley, what's happening? Hoes millionaires in the building, homeboy. Look, can't do nothing but too cool to be talking about. Know what I'm talking about? I'm in the 21st century. Why I'm being moved by the old days? Reminiscing, got my blimp on in the hallway. That's retro, like OJ. This love train just backstabbers, OJ. It doesn't matter what they have, a nigga, Jose. I'm overcoming my world like the quote say. Into the sea and forget when this ride from pain. Got removed old links from the whole chain. This a new day. I'm blessed now with the clock. I'm not tripping on past hours. Watch your eye, let you make me sour. Ain't no one man got all that power. Except who killed his son to save ours. Turn a body of water to twin towers. Made an axe head look better than flowers. And gave Daniel peace amongst beasts. Now that's power. Fitted in mud, gave a mom in sight. Gave me the power to love who I don't like. It's all in him when it's me that I don't write. I gotta make sure love shows and I don't fight. I realize what Ye said is so true. It took the old me's hate for me to show you. Out the window ain't the way to let go shoot. Get saved, let that beautiful deck control you. Ain't no one man got all that power. Except who killed his son to save ours. Turn the body of water to twin towers. Power. Except who killed his son to save ours. Turned a body of water to twin towers. And made an axe head glow better than flowers. Ain't no one man got all that power.
my commodity. And it's only righteousness coming out of me. I finally feel like I got something inside of me. And I'm going straight to the top.
Let's go.
Confident. Yeah, I went all in. I put my foot, my leg, my arm in it. The word is a cash crop. No, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Watch me as I sow my seed and reap it like I'm farming it. I don't need your stock broker. This year is not poker. I get blessed all year long. Yes, sir, even in October. Yeah, I made that change. No more dirty stain. God took my mess and then replaced it with some pearly things. Yeah, y'all merging lanes. Nonsense to the left, left. My points is good and any questions, talk to the ref, ref. Passion in my honor roll. Deuces to my F, F. Now a dash is played, it's for my compliments to the chef.
I'm living life like a high commodity. And it's only righteousness coming out of me. I finally feel like I got something inside of me. And I'm going straight to the top, top. I'm a high commodity. I'm a high commodity. I'm a high commodity.
To win. I was not born to sin. I was born in sin, and that's why I got born again. I got some new friends. I got some new tunes. A new attitude. Yeah, I'm acting brand new. You know, I'm talking more than two flows. I'm walking in my Kairos.
I'm walking in my Kairos.
It's in the Lord that I boast. He took the most of my yoke. No joke, but it goes out. We'll go all out. Christ life is on now.
I'm living life. Righteousness coming out of me. I finally feel like I got something inside of me. And I'm going straight to the top, top. I'm a high commodity. 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 I'm a high commodity.
Moving forward, never ever counterclockwise. Clock is ticking, homie, even when your clock dies. So I can understand y'all looking at us cock-eyed. Future's looking good, cause I told my past bye-bye.
I look just like a winner, because that's what I am. I shook the lock of sinners, got a short lifespan. I want eternity, when G-O-D eternally. They see O-D, I'm M-O-G, I let my favor work for me.
Like a high commodity. And it's only righteousness coming out of me. I finally feel like I got something inside of me. And I'm going straight to the top, top. I'm a high commodity. 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 I'm a high commodity.
Rewind and come again. Lego that one, the boss man.
You already know what time it is.
What is it?
This is a Holofest.
Holofest.
Exclusive interview.
Yo, hold on.
It's not exclusive right here. Right?
You heard? Exclusive.
Where you ask the real questions, we get the real answers from the artists themselves.
Oh, that's what's up.
The new Holofest Radio, where we're not scared to ask the real questions.
I'm not afraid.
The exclusive interview starts now. Radio.
All right, those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. We are broadcasting live from Manhattan, New York City, Washington Heights to the world. We have reached the third hour of the show, man, where we get a chance to chop it up with those that are doing Christian hip-hop ministry, the new and upcoming artists, gospel hip-hop veterans, those that are hot, those we haven't heard in a while. But tonight, we are going to be breaking bread, man, chopping it up with the homies, Crane and A1. So we are real excited.
excited. We're motivated. We got them
on.
We got them, as you can see. We got them on the line. Yo, fellas, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up?
Chilling, man.
What's happening to NYC? What's good?
Chilling, man. You guys just have some Red Bull. You mad hype right now. What up?
Yeah, man. We doing ministry 24/7, man. We just came from one event to the next. You know what I'm saying? We had to run up here, jump on the phone, and get connected with NYC.
I feel you, man. So where is it that exactly you just came from, man? Talk to us. Where were you just doing?
No, man. I mean, we do ministry constantly, man. We just jumped out of a rehearsal. You know, we stay ready in season and out of season. So we must rehearse to do so. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
We came from rehearsal. We up here trying to connect with NYC and Holla Fest Radio. We're trying to make it happen real big for y'all, boy. Yes, sir.
Definitely, definitely. Listen, man. Just letting you know, man. Been a big fan of you guys for the last, I think about 2 years. My people from South Carolina gave me your first album. From that day on, you guys were a favorite here on Holla Fest. But real talk, you guys are hard to find, man. You guys are hard to find. Where have you guys been, man? Talk to me.
Hey, man, we just been on the stomping grounds, man. You know what I'm saying? With ground zero, you know what I mean? Getting it in the street. But now, you know, since we had to get our internet savvy on, now we're connected, you know what I mean? You can find us at facebook.com/CraneAA1. You can hit us on Twitter at CraneAA1 now. You know, we had to get up with the sign of the times, man, to be connected, you know what I mean? To be reachable, you know what I mean? We had to do more, reach out, and be able to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? Allow people to talk to us, too, outside of our own, you know, reach.
Definitely, definitely.
We wanted to make sure we were putting our best foot forward, too. By the way, you know, as you know, gospel right now can be labeled as doing things subpar and not industry standard and whatnot. And we made sure when you connect to us, everything is above board. It's over the industry standard. It's top-notch. We're taking it to the kingdom, and we're trying to rep the way the kingdom is supposed to. So that's what we've been doing. We've been in the lab perfecting our gifts so that when we do make this presentation, it's a worthy presentation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Definitely. And you guys have made a major presentation. I remember getting your album and loving almost every track on that. And I was like, man, who these dudes? Because I hadn't heard from you previously until then. And they put me on to who you guys were. And top notch, man, top notch. I tried to track you down and couldn't find you. But finally, I got a hold of you through Richie Righteous. I was like, yo, Rich, give me them boys' numbers so I can get them on Holla Fest. And here you are, finally. And talk to us about the new album, Lifestyles, man.
Well, Lifestyle, man, it's a product of our lifestyle, man. What we're trying to do is just reflect to the world a kingdom lifestyle. And we're trying to do that through the music. You know, we're not trying to reflect to the world religion. You understand? We ain't trying to reflect to the world, what do you call it? Old school church or whatnot, man. We're trying to represent kingdom right now.
Uh-huh.
And having a kingdom lifestyle is important to the body of Christ right now. And I think it's important that we understand that, you know, how you carry yourself, your swag is so important when it comes to ministry. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to represent that in this album. We're trying to get that point across in every track.
Now, let's backtrack a little bit. First of all, you know, just so that way they can put a name to a voice, just one by one, just say your name, that way they can know who's talking, and you don't have to be like each time, yo, this is Crane, yo, this is A1, you know what I'm saying? Just say your names, and then let's jump into this thing, because I got a lot of questions I definitely want to ask you.
I'm A1, and I sound like this. Yeah, straight up, yeah. That's what it be. I rep hard. Yeah, this your main man, Mr. Crane, checking in with ya. You know what I'm saying? I'm somewhat toned down a little bit, but then, you know, I can pop off like a firecracker too sometimes. But
I'm Red Bull.
Yeah, he's Red Bull, and I'm the common one. I'm Mr. Crane. You know what I'm saying? I'm Crane. That's A1. I'm A1, yeah.
Let me ask you, what is your name actually mean, man? Is Crane like a acronym for something? A1?
Actually it is.
Go ahead.
Crane, I started out as Mr. Crane back in 97, and what that stands for is myself representing Christ's righteous anointed new era. You know, and then, you know, through the time wise, you know what I mean? It got kind of slimmed down a little bit just to Crane from Mr. Crane. That's where it all originated from. And I let A1 explain what A1 means.
Yeah, my first name starts with an A. And one of the people that works with us very closely, he used to call me the chief. So he used to be like, A1, the chief. And then he stopped saying chief, and then he just started saying A1. And then after he started saying that, everybody just started saying A1.
Or steak sauce from time to time.
And then
he just kind of drank, he called it steak sauce. But other than that, he's A1.
And then now, you know, they took it down another notch. You know, A-1, you know, when you spell A1, there's an A, then a dash, and a 1. Now they just call me Dash.
A1, A-dash, just Dash.
I know, right? And then eventually, they're just not going to call you anything. They're going to be like, you, come over here.
Yeah,
they're going to be walking around with undertones on their facial expression. Yeah. I mean, I just know by how they look. Yeah, my man. You know what he, my man. When they got something to say, it's all implied questions. It's what they body language. Yeah. My man.
Wow, man. Are you guys naturally fun like this to be around, man?
Yeah, man. Well, I would say so. I know people around us, they tend to have a good time, man. And the thing about it is, people just like realism. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
As long as you're keeping it real and you're keeping it genuine and keeping it natural, man, you know.
And keeping it holy.
You know what I'm saying? It's attractive. You know what I mean? It's very attractive, man. We tend to, tend to relate well to others. You know what I mean? Just because, you know. We present ourselves friendly, so we tend to get a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, man, we have a ball.
You know what I noticed different about your music is, or rather your ministry? You know, a lot of artists, you know, they're already coming with their own biblical worldview on how, you know, they view things. And as you, their music is usually either testimonial or heavily theological. You know, when I listen to you guys' music, I hear, and maybe you guys can explain this to me in more detail. I don't hear the that broke, busted, disgusted Christian mentality. I hear we are victorious. You know, we walk in heavenly places in Christ. We got his swag on us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to walk big for God. You know, and it's very rare that I hear that type of, you know, Christianity in the music, because it can be considered egotistical, very high-minded, you know what I'm saying? But when I hear you, I think of people like Ray King. I think of you, that when you guys are coming, you guys don't even care about that church stuff, that church mentality of being poor and broke. Like, you know what? We in Christ. We got riches in Christ. We give God glory. We ain't got no time to be walking defeated lives. Talk to me about that, because every time I hear your music, I feel encouraged. I feel great for God. Like, I could do big things. Talk to me about that.
Let me see if I can parallel it this way.
Uh-huh.
If you listen to a pastor, pastors that are easy to follow are the ones that preach using life examples, using illustrations, using testimonies.
Uh-huh.
You dig what I'm saying? They're not just coming to you from the Word of God, but what they're doing is showing you how they apply the Word of God through their life example or their testimony, and it makes it more reachable or obtainable or doable. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's how I figure when we rap, man. I mean, it's one thing to preach scripture. It's one thing to be heavy in the scripture, but it's another thing to talk about the scripture through your lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
It makes people understand it more. You understand what I'm saying? It makes you relate to it a whole lot better. And my deal is, man, is God blessed us to be a blessing.
Uh-huh.
And my deal is you don't have to always preach somebody into your situation. You can just simply give them your testimony and tell them how good God has been to you. And I'm going to tell you, man, Holla Fresh Radio, God has been real good to Crane and A1.
Yes, indeed.
Real talk, he's been real good to us.
Yes, indeed. And I'm Crane, and I'm just chiming a little bit. And I can back it up scripturally, you know what I'm saying, just for those who say, well, you know, well, where is that at? Well, let's just look at Psalm 68:19. Preacher, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. That in itself says it all, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, when people got getting off into a tangent about, you know, they're coming up on the rough side of the mountain, I want to see where that's at in the Bible.
Yeah, that ain't nowhere in the Bible.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't apply to me. I don't believe that. It's a lot of rhetoric a lot of times, and a lot of, you know, folklore and stuff that people have been taught, but it's not necessarily the Bible. You know what I'm saying? We believe in the Bible, what the Bible says.
Yeah.
You know, and see, scriptures like that, I, I took heed to those. I let that marinate and resonate in my spirit, man. That's how I walk. That's how I live, you know?
You know, and I'm glad you guys shared that, because you could tell immediately when you listen to somebody's album, you know, either they're preaching rhetoric, like church rhetoric that they've heard their whole life, and they kind of incorporate it into their music, or they're, you know, ministering from revelation from where they're at. And one thing I notice about you guys, man, is I hear excellence. You know, even everybody that I've always spoken to said, man, them dudes really got good music, good quality music, and the lyrics are very, very centered scripturally and of walking victorious in Christ. Let me ask you, what churches do you guys go to?
We both attend Lord of the Harvest Christian Faith Center in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm A1, and my father is the pastor of that church, so I've been brought up in ministry. So I kind of exuberate that in my lyrics as well, too. I'm sick of church age. I've been to church all my life. I've been seeing people talk about the rough side of the mountains and the downside to ministry, man. And I read the Bible, man, and God was a cool cat, or Jesus was a cool cat, man. He was a real inspirational dude. And I'm just like, man, you know what? People don't understand this side of the Bible, and I think we're going to talk about this when we rap. I think we're going to explain this when we rap.
Definitely.
You know, I've been going here, the Lord of the Harvest, my last, about 17 years, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, because a baby of Christ, I've been here at Lord of the Harvest. So, yeah, we go to the same church home, you know, we've been family forever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it pours across in what you hear in our lyrics, what we taught, you know what I mean, from our house, you know what I'm saying, and as it should be, you know what I mean, and just the view that we have on our biblical stance, you know?
Now, let's get into your testimonies, guys, man. I hear... One of you is a PK. You know, I'm a pastor. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up under a pastor. You know, I'm the actual first pastor in my family. So I'm setting off the lineage, I guess, through my lifestyle now, and God will bless my generations to come. You know, but, you know, my kids are growing up, you know, as PKs. Thank God they're growing up in an environment where I'm a cool pastor. You know what I'm saying? You know, but my wife grew up under that old school, traditional church 7 days, everything was the devil type of church. Talk to me about, you know, your upbringing, being a pastor's son, and then getting into doing what you do now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been involved with the things of God all my life.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can understand me being raised in a church. And I won't say we was always in a traditional setting,
uh-huh.
but I'll say in the process of trying to get outside the box of a traditional setting, sometimes we ain't lose that traditional mindset. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And me, the way I was brought up, I was always hungry and I was always reaching for more.
Yeah.
God blessed me and Crane with a lot of gifts, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was able to exercise my gifts and draw all type of attention. Great attention, gospel attention, kingdom attention, and of course worldly attention. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you know, I'll tell you this, you know, I had to learn the hard way. You know, I actually stepped away from the ministry for a while. I didn't actually step away from the ministry. I was kind of living a double life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Doing things the wrong way. You dig?
Yeah.
And I had to learn the hard way when I started cursing myself. Stepping outside of the will of God.
Wow.
You know, doing one thing in church, and then you know, after I left the church, doing something totally different. You know, but I'm going to tell you, my hunger to learn something different. So God allowed me to use my gifts in the world. You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
To learn how to better them in the kingdom. See, sometimes my gifts were being, muzzled in the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
So I went out in the world and did it my own way. And, you know, I'm figuring maybe that might have had to do with something, or had to do with God's design, because now I know how to offer my gifts to the kingdom the right way.
Uh-huh.
And, being raised in the church, it was definitely a blessing. And I'll say I'm more rooted now because I was raised. You understand what I'm saying? Where most people will fall off, I'm going to stay strong. I never let go of my faith, and I attribute that to the way I was raised.
Uh-huh.
I attribute that.
All right, well, me, Craig, I will say this. My mother, she's an evangelist. My pops, he hasn't really been in church like that, you know what I mean? So I probably was about 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I thank God for my partner, A1, because I was the one that was living the wayward life, you know what I mean? He was the light for me, because I was the street cat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, and I thank God for it, because he drew me by allowing me to see how kingdom worked, you know what I'm saying? And not giving me what I was given as I was growing up. because I was growing up, I got a lot of that church age mentality, a lot of church age rhetoric.
Uh-huh.
And I just wasn't feeling that. You know what I mean? I was like, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Everybody's calling on Jesus, but everybody's broke. And I'm like, and I know I can go out here with my homeboys, get a couple dime bags together, and a couple 20s and a couple half bowls, and get it cracking.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to see where this is going to benefit me. You understand what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
a lot of times, and that might shake up a couple people right there, because what are you saying? What's it's going to benefit me? Exactly. Exactly. Anytime you get into something, you need to ask the question, well, how does this benefit overall? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
How is it going to benefit? Some may think of that monetarily. Now, there's much more than just monetarily, of course. There's peace, joy, love, all of that on the inside of you. But I had to see it from a different angle. I said, okay, well, listen. This is how I'm living. He never judged me. He never looked down on me.
Uh-huh.
He just loved on me. You know what I'm saying? Which, that in itself was a testimony, because at the time I was living crazy, a lot of church folks was like, man, your mother's an evangelist. How are you out here living like that?
Wow.
On the other hand, my partner, my homeboy was like, nah, man, you know, you're going through some things right now, but I'm going to stick with you. You know what I mean? Even though because he knew it was in me. You know, he knew I came up in church and
uh-huh.
doing the right, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of strayed a little further to the left than he actually did, you know? And it was awesome to see how God brought transformation in my life. I didn't have one cataclysmic event that just made me say, oh, I'm giving it all up.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was just a pulling, it was a tugging on my heart. A lot of people, they wait till you end up getting shot to have to get saved, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Something happened. But I knew it was my time. Now, if I would have stayed in the street after I knew it was my time, then that's when I believe that's when things go totally wrong. That's when you see somebody else getting hurt.
Yeah.
And killed. Because you know when God is calling you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You know it. You feel it. You know it. When it's time. You know what I mean? So when I got that call, I turned my back on the streets. I said, all right, Lord, it's all you. But as a result of me turning my back on these streets, you have to show me how I can work this thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to show me how this is going to be a benefit. You know what I mean? Because I can't go from living a certain kind of way and then just falling all the way off.
Mm.
And you're the God of everything.
Yeah.
You made it all. Just like I quoted the scripture earlier, he daily loaded us with benefit.
That's
I
right.
had to find that scripture because I needed something to assure me that no matter what was going on, it was going to work out on my behalf.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a faith builder, you know? But like I said, the overall point of my testimony is, you know, came up in church, went to the streets, you know, got saved in the middle of that, and now I'm just running hard for the God, for hard for God, you know what I'm saying? Running hard for the Lord, you know?
Awesome, awesome. Let me ask you, man, let's talk musically now. Let's talk musically. What goes into a track when you guys are in the studio? It's rare that there's a track from you guys that I don't like. It's like, man, this is a banger. Oh, I'm loving this one. Oh, man, this track right here is hot. You know, like, as I keep going, you know, even on your first album and even on this one, even the mixtape, I've been listening to your mixtape all day today. I'm like, yeah, I'm loving this right here. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's rare that I find artists with quality music that I like almost every track. You know what I'm saying? What goes into when you guys are in the studio, when you laying down vocals, what you guys pray together? Do you guys have like a team that kind of like just works out? What goes into that, man?
Well, I'm going to say one thing first. I'm going to let Crane take it from here because Crane is the maestro. But first things first, we're both solid musicians.
Yeah.
All right? We're both musicians. I mean, we play keys. We get into it when it comes to instruments. And that's all Dash is going to say. I'm going to let Crane do talking because he is the maestro. Go ahead, Crane. But I mean, you know, of course, conceptually, and I was actually just talking to another artist about this yesterday. Shout out to Amore Rain. She was asking me, she's like, well, do you ever get tired of making music? Like, because nothing sounds the same. I said, honestly, it's just a grace to put on my life. You know what I mean? Because I don't really think about much when it goes into making the track.
Uh-huh.
I really believe, man, God just put a grace on me, man, to be able to just come up, you know, spare the moment and just let it flow. You know what I mean? And what tends to happen is I'll normally come up with the track, email it to A1, or he comes through to the studio, we check it out. When we were first starting out, we tend to do a lot of writing on the spot.
Uh-huh.
you know, we tended to figure out as we grew to really allow, you know, God to kind of speak through our lyrics, to kind of marinate on it sometimes. You know, sometimes things just come right then, but then sometimes you need to just marinate on it and, you know, kind of see how what God's impressing upon that music, you know, on that track. You know what I mean? Me personally, I've been producing now, and I feel like I started late in the game.
Uh-huh.
I really didn't start making tracks until I was about 18. You know what I mean? Well, a lot of people tend to, you know, the music may incline at 3 and 4. I felt like I started late in the game, but like I said, I think God has graced me to be able to find that talent when I was, you know, pretty much going into adulthood, and just allowed me to excel at it. And God's been good, man. He's opened a lot of doors for me and for A1. So, you know, it's been a blessing, man.
And also, you know, we learned, you know, people will stop.
Uh-huh.
You know, what they'll do is they'll start to research what it takes to make music or be a producer or get involved with the music. And, you know, they'll all of a sudden go, or not all of a sudden, but the first thing they'll do is go to a major studio and look at the equipment and be like, man, I can't afford that. You know, oh, man, that's crazy. I can't get that. And bottom line is what me and Crane did, man, we went and looked. And we tried out every type of software. We tried out everything, you know. We didn't go jump for the most expensive piece of equipment. You know, of course, you know, we weren't always where we are now. And we couldn't just jump and get what we needed when we needed to get it.
Uh-huh.
But what we did was we learned our craft. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We spent time in what we did. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. The first song we ever made was called The Rapture. If I ever played you that track and told you how we did that track, you know, and same thing now. If I told you how we did it, you'd bug out. But back then, it was bugging out, too, because we were really serious about the gift that God gave us, and we would perfect our craft. Now, me, I used to produce like crazy, but now I'm more on the live music side of things. You know what I'm saying? Chris, he never stops. Or Mr. Crane, he never stops. He's in the studio constantly perfecting his craft. You understand what I'm saying? That's what people don't do. They don't want to put the time in. You got to put the time in order to get a perfected sound. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we do it all from the production to the mastering to the artwork. I mean, we try to make it a one-stop shop here because, you know, God has blessed us here. And, you know, we put the time in. And I think that's key in order to come up with a sound that's undeniable. We make sure we put the time in with everything. Whether it's Pro Tools, working with a PC, I don't care what it is. We put the time in with everything so we can get the best sound possible.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. With that being said, talk to me about auto-tunes. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to be real with you, man.
Yeah.
I can accredit auto-tunes in Christian hip-hop with you guys. Because years ago, when I first started listening to you, I don't know if auto-tunes was even out back then, but I was saying, man, how do they do that? You know what I'm saying? Then second artist started saying, listen, it's really a program called Auto Tunes, you know, with T-Pain and these guys, you know what I'm saying? But you guys use Auto Tunes, it seems that you guys use Auto Tunes a lot. Talk to me about that, because right now, you know, that in the secular hip hop, you know, using Auto Tunes seems to be, you know, a backstep as far as creativity, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is. But you guys use it, and it's not overdose, but you guys do use it frequently. Talk to me about that, about Christians and using auto tunes.
That's an interesting concept about Christians. you could very well say, on the other hand, you know, people use auto tunes, but we'll go from the Christian aspect of auto tunes.
Christian rappers. Let's just use Christian, because you know, in a secular industry, you know, death to auto tunes. You know, oh, we tired of the T-Pains, and let's get some real creativity, the boom bap, you know. And then
right.
Christians, you know, I've seen them do the same thing, saying, you know, death to auto-tunes, you know. And sometimes I'm saying, I think auto-tunes has helped the Christian rapper, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the music don't be sounding too good without it. Talk to me about it.
But realistically, you have to look at the origin of that. Look at who came with the concept of death of auto-tune.
Man,
so, I mean, you could go behind what another man feels, and another man can make the rules and laws for you. I know me personally, if it sounded good, I used it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I really took off with, I'll put it like this. The way you use it, and if you're good at it, it'll never make anybody upset. Nobody will ever be like, that's whack. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a thing called auto-tune overkill, you know what I mean, which you may not, you might need to scale it back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't have to have the whole song in auto-tune, you know what I mean? But me personally, it's just the feel of the track, you know what I mean? The feel of the vibe. If the singing sounds better with auto-tune,
yeah,
we use it. If the singing doesn't sound better with auto-tune, then we won't. You know what I mean? But I know I've never personally felt like, because Jay-Z said it was a death of auto-tune, that I need to go by what he felt was the given law. Now, I will say this, though. I believe it's kind of sad that one person's opinion could change the scope of so many people's mind state, even in gospel Christian rap. Because realistically, it's almost like, how dare you allow Jay-Z to tell you what you can't use when that could be something that could be giving glory to God in. What? You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? More or less. I mean, think about it. The 2 days before that song dropped, everybody was on auto-tune. 2 days after that song dropped, yo, man, T-Pain is over with. Everybody using auto-tune is over with. Says who? But realistically, though, says who? Says Jay?
Says who?
Says Jay? I'm
going to tell you what. I think auto-tune is a blessing, man. I'm going to tell you why. You know what? Forget what everybody else say. I love auto-tune. I'm going to tell you straight up. But let me tell you this. I can't sing. But with auto-tune, I can sing. Like this. I can't sing, but with auto-tune, I can sing. If I'm in a studio and I got an idea for a song on the hook, I can sing it with auto-tune, and if I don't find a singer, it sounds real good. I'm going to tell you right now, I actually like to hear myself singing auto-tune, bro. That tickles my spirit, so, you know, I can worship in auto-tune. You know that? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if I was worshiping and I was singing, you know, I can interrupt my worship if I hit an off note. But if I get on that mic and I got that auto-tune on, and I ain't hitting nothing off note. Man, people tripping, bro. Do it. Hey, man, whatever God called you to do, he going to supply the resources to do it. And if it's uplifting the kingdom, so be it, homie.
I
love
you.
Auto-tune. I stand behind it. I don't care who say what. Auto-tune is the business.
I feel you, man. You know, I always thought the same thing. First of all, I always thought the same thing. I said to myself, you know, I understand that the secular industry would follow Jay, you know what I'm saying, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? He's the forefront, one of the leaders of the movement. But when I started hearing Christians saying it, I was saying, first of all, you know, you're siding with, look who you're siding with, you know what I'm saying? With,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And second, I'm saying, wow, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of Christians, let's just be real, you know, we don't have the funds to just pay a collab, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a collab could cost an easy $500, man. We ain't got it right now, you know what I'm saying? Throw that.
I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't even about that. Sometimes we'll do a song, and I'll hear it in auto-tune, and I'll be like, man, you know, I don't want to mess that up, dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to deal with trying to get the person I want to sing it to get what I want off on it. So I just be like, yeah, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
I feel
it. Just like that. Now, a lot of times we'll go get a singer, you know, and be like, yeah, sing it like that, you know. But a lot of times it'll be like, yo, that auto-tune sound real hot, bro.
I feel you. Let me ask you. You guys seem to be like a track on your mixtape, a hot commodity. Now, when I say that, you and I both know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't hardly see you guys on a lot of collabos. Like, usually artists that are trying to get the exposure get on as much collabos as they can. It's hard to find. The first collabo I've really heard you guys really, I mean, I know you've done it before on your music, on your album, I've heard it, was Richie Righteous and Wish You Would. You know what I'm saying? That's like the first single that I've heard with a collabo. Why do you guys don't frequently be on guest appearances on a lot of artist tracks?
Well, I put it to you this way, man. You know, and God,
I'm trying
to make sure I say this right, because I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make too much controversy, but if you look at my Twitter, if you look at the Facebook and just emails, the stuff I've shout out to multiple artists. Man, I hate to say it, man. A lot of cats be acting Hollywood, man. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And it is what it is. Let's just keep it 100, Preach. It's like, yo, man, I reach out. And the good thing about it is my boy Rich,
Hey, Edward Long, too. Eddie Long Jr. He came through for us. Demetrius. It's a couple features that we actually did land. And I mean, it was just like, man, either people wouldn't respond or, you know, they kind of give you that, man, who is you kind of response. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, man, I'm just a favorite, man. I'm trying to get some music together. You know what I mean? And I was like, look, I'll shoot you the tracks. If you feel it's whack, then hey, I understand that. Because if somebody shoot me something and I don't really feel like it's on par of what I'm normally doing, or something like that, you also have to protect as far as, you know, keeping your consistency together. But
uh-huh.
if somebody's coming to you correct, man, and they're humble and they're coming at you the right way, I say for all the other artists out there, man, if nothing else, give it a listen. You know what I'm saying? It never hurts to give it a listen and give it an honest feedback. Like, I'll give you an example. I shot some tracks to D-Mob. I know y'all probably heard of D-Mob before, right?
Definitely.
D-Mob, I appreciate D-Mob because he kept it 100 with me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, the track you sent me, it's cool. It ain't really grabbed my ear like that. But, yo, you got some good stuff. Now, I can respect that because that's honest.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you be Hollywood, it's like, come on, man. We doing this for Christ. You know what I'm saying? And I try to pride myself on not being Hollywood as much as possible because I know what it's like for cats to stunt on you. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to come up. So, you know, trust me, I'd love to do more collaborations. If anybody wants to get down with Crane, they want you want to collab. You got tracks, we got tracks. Holla at us, you know what I'm saying? CraneAnA1 at Gmail. Hit us on the Facebook /CraneAnA1 or on the Twitter @CraneAnA1 because, you know, and I heard you and Richie Wright going through this a little bit as far as unity, you know,
uh-huh.
the unity section you and Richie was talking about.
Yeah.
And how y'all kind of had some different thoughts on that. And, you know, I've tried to push for it a lot of times, but, you know, sometimes cats just ain't hearing you. What do? Do you not do the song? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You got to do what you got to do. Use the gifts and talents God's given you and, you know, pray for the best. Sometimes I really wish that, you know, people would, you know, be more open and receiving of artists that they're not used to or they don't know a whole bunch about. Of course, do your research. I do my research as well. You know, you don't just get on anything with anybody, but
uh-huh.
if it checks out, I mean, look into it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, final thoughts, man. The floor's yours. You got 30 seconds, man. Floor's yours. Say whatever's on your heart.
Man, you about to make me preach right now, man.
Go ahead, man. Preach, bro. Preach it. Uh-huh. And make sure you hack when you preach. Go, uh-huh.
When you... Yeah, I need a backup band, and we over the phone. I think the frequency is what connect really well, you know, with the music. No, man, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Hey, listen, man. Crane AnA1, man, this is what we do. We here. God has blessed us with a gift, and we never gonna stop. Matter of fact, we gonna be reproducing it in these young people. That's what God has given us to do right now with the label. So check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. You know, just get with us and we'll get back with you. We love to get the NYC quick, fast, and in a hurry.
No doubt, man. We just want to say thank you to Preach That Fire. You know, the co-host and everything, man. We just want to say thank y'all for allowing us this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if nothing else, man, it's all good if it's all God.
And your swag ain't
tight
if you can't live right.
Don't
let
it
go.
I feel
that's how it is.
All right, man. Fellas, stay encouraged. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, man. And God's blessing on your lives, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up.
Holla Fest Radio is listener supported. Help us to continue to preach the word. Make all check and money order donations out to He Is Risen Tabernacle, 504 172nd Street, number 3D, New York, New York, 10032. Holla Fest Radio also offers advertising for promos and events at an affordable rate. For more information, shoot us an email at info@hollafestradio.tv.
Time to go. Let's go.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye now.
I just came to say goodbye.
Shed no tears.
We're
out of here.
Yo,
see ya.
See ya.
See ya.
You've been listening to the new Holla Fest Radio with Preach That Fire, Sister Shorty Blaze, and Kid Moscow. Holla Fest.